Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This podcast is brought to you by our original I Am a Sewing Machine t-shirt. If you want to support Sewing Out Loud and tell the world that you are a sewing machine, go to sewhere.com/I Am a Sewing Machine and use code MACHINE to get 10% off your t-shirt.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today I have some questions for Mom. So I thought that I would just spring them on her for a podcast episode. And you all can know what it's like to have ZD at your disposal.
Oh my gosh.
If you need her. So, okay.
I'm assuming this is about hats. Am I close?
No. This is just
something
it's
else.
Just questions.
You don't need, no. I've written down the wrong thing.
Nope. It's not a... Not a single thing.
I have to retitle my notes.
Not a single thing about hats. Okay.
I have to adjust my microphone. Hold on a second. I hope I don't make a terrible noise for anyone.
Okay. You just saw those fabrics that I brought up here.
I did.
So I bought some fabrics from LA Finch Fabrics.
Isn't it funny how my eyes go,
what fabric? What is that? What? I bought some stuff from LA Finch that came in the mail, and then I have some stuff from Joanne here, too. Joanne's or whatever. It's Joe. Is
Jo-Ann's.
It Joanne?
It's Joanne.
But then somebody like Joanne Fabrics. I don't know.
Whatever.
You know, it's kind of a weird name for
I
a store.
I thought it was Joanne's.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
So I have these. Go look on the bag right there of fabric. Okay. So I have these fabrics. I have a dark purple corduroy. Okay. A dark purple stretch corduroy. Okay. It says just says Joanne. Yeah. It's see. Told you. Okay. So it's Joanne. All right, I've got a dark purple corduroy. I've got a pink stretch denim. Okay, those were from Joanne. And then I have, that's a tinsel denim with like a terry backing. And then three stretch twills. One is like this goldenrod color, white and black. Okay, I need to pre-wash all these fabrics.
Mallory's like animal fabric is stretch twill right now.
Yeah, I am.
I swear.
It is I really like stretch twill. I just think it's a good fabric. Okay. So I've got all these fabrics and they're all different colors. They've got different values, different hues and everything. Do you think I can throw them all in the wash with Synthrapol and they'd be safe? Or would you divide them out?
I would like divide light and dark probably.
Just light and dark. But like...
Ooh, and then the white?
The white. Would you do the white all on its own?
I'd probably do the white on its own. And you know what I put it on?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what your washing machine says, but mine has something called a short wash.
I think there's an express wash.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I'm sure
so you think that, you think that's what...
That's what I do most of mine on because I don't want them like washed to death.
Right.
I just want them saturated with the right temperature of water that I'm going to saturate them with later after I make them a garment. And then I want them dried like I'm going to dry them as a garment.
Yeah. Okay. So...
But I do use Synthrapol.
Yeah, tell the people what Synthrapol is.
It is, I don't know if it's a detergent or a soap, or it's a solvent, and it has certain things in it. I know one of the things it has in it actually is formaldehyde, but it is a dye catcher.
Synthrapol detergent is something that
so they say detergent?
Google says. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
So it's a dye catcher.
Uh-huh.
So when... Ever I dye anything or I pre-wash, I use the Synthrapol. And part of what it does for the dye, not or the pre-dye wash, right, is it takes out anything on the fabric that would prevent the dye from penetrating.
And it takes out excess dye that didn't.
And it takes out, but I'm talking like pre-dye.
Oh,
like
okay.
You're
okay.
Thinking
I
maybe that
I
might
see what you're saying.
Be right. I mean, although I do dye things that are prints and colors. But so that's what it does.
Okay.
So it, you know, and I like I said, I like to pre-wash with it. Have I not pre-washed with it? Yeah, I have not pre-washed with it before, but I like to.
So even though Synthrapol does this, you wouldn't mix your white with your black and all
not
that.
Not white and black.
I just wanted
now,
to take a shortcut.
Now, sometimes when things are like all bright colors, like say I'll have a bunch of, spandex, and it's like, this is bright and blue, and this, and this is this, and this is, I just put them all in together. Yeah. I figure they've been in all the dye vats already. Right?
Okay.
They've been in 42 dye vats as it was. So
I need to do a separate thing. All right, I'll do that.
Well, the thing is, here's the other thing. You've got a lot of yardage there, and you have those long pieces, and they will tie themselves up
right.
in knots.
No,
so
I know that.
So you're better off not doing that also.
Okay, then this stretch corduroy over here.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know there was another one. Okay.
Well, I said that earlier right here.
I didn't know you were going to ask me about all
of
it. Yeah,
so I got a question about it. Can I dry that in the dryer?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what you do?
I dry it almost to dry, take it out, shake it out, and hang it,
okay.
and put a fan on it.
Yeah.
So do you know why I put a fan on it?
Why do you put a fan on it?
Okay. So what gets rid of moisture is air going through fibers,
uh-huh.
right? It carries the moisture away. So the faster it dries like that, the more likely any wrinkles or anything will fall out.
I see.
So that's why I put a fan on it.
Yeah.
And it's a cold fan. It's just in the room.
Yeah. It's not like hot or anything. Right. So you think that I can pre-wash this stretch corduroy. It's so cool, guys. It's purple stretch corduroy. Is it cool or what?
No.
So I'll pre-wash
it and
dry it.
That's how I've always done stretch corduroy is, and you don't iron it. Never.
Yeah, right. So you never iron it.
No. If you ever are going to do anything with corduroy, you steam from the backside.
Okay.
And you steam. You don't press.
I don't think... I think I've made something with corduroy before, but it was like a kid's garment, and I don't, whatever.
Corduroy is kind of, usually doesn't wrinkle real bad.
Well, especially like, stretchy stuff, right?
You know? No, I've never had, and even the old days, cotton corduroy, I never had much trouble with it. It's, you know, I had to take it out of the dryer right away or take it out almost dry and hang it.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good to know. I remember having...
I do a lot of taking out almost dry
you,
and hanging.
Yeah, you do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a very ZD laundry habit.
I
mean, it works, right?
I up not having to
it works.
Press, especially like t-shirts. It just kills me when somebody has on this really neat t-shirt and it's all crumpled up.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
Like, oh, that, you know.
Speaking of a bunch of yardage getting tied around stuff, okay? You know, I have that, like, pussy bow blouse.
Uh-huh.
Although, is it technically a pussy bow blouse? Because is a pussy bow blouse, does it go to, like, a V?
No, I think anything with a bow at the
anything
neck
with
is
a bow
pussy
at
bow.
The neck. Okay.
That's me talking to you from, like, the 50s, 60s.
Okay.
So, again, things get redefined.
Yeah, so mine is up, you know, around the neck.
I call
it's
that a pussy
a
bow.
Okay. That's what another friend called it. But I have to put that in, like, a little lingerie bag because the ties are, like...
No.
What are
anything
like
do you have anything that, or you know sometimes if something has a like wop exposed zipper and it's out there I put it in the bag so it doesn't get on other things.
Right.
I'm pretty particular about that.
I was, you know, with this shirt that I spent a bunch of time making and everything. You know, I'm like, "Oh, these ties would get wrapped around something and then I pull it out."
I even have some t-shirts that like for some reason the sleeves
like
to get tie they're seem to be longer. I don't know if it's the fabric, and I will bag them for some reason.
Okay.
So and you will serge the ends of all of those.
Yeah, so I'm gonna serge. Yes, that's
so
why they're up
the
here.
Reason you're serging is not only because they'll ravel, but because the raveling can cause strings, and that can get caught around the other fabric, and it can caught around an agitator, anything else. So you want to make sure that they're finished some way, somehow.
Okay, the other thing about the serging, so how we finish our fabrics is I serge the two cut ends, and then I wash it, as a piece of fabric. Mm-hmm. I've heard about a lot of people.
You serge them together?
No,
or
oh, okay. No. So I
some people serge them together so they're making this
into
loop.
Into a tube.
I tried that once and it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
But I heard it or somehow got it from like a quilting source. And I'm like, so were they not like using all this fabric that I use? Because sometimes, you know, quilters aren't using a lot of yardage.
Yeah, they use a smaller amount.
On the back of a quilt maybe, but, you know, a lot of times they're using a yard and have this yard. And sometimes I'm washing 4 yards.
Well, the thing about that is I'm going to have to cut it anyway because a lot of times I do dry it and then press it before then cutting my garment out. So it's like I got to cut it again.
Well,
why
if
not
you're
just,
going to cut
you know,
it, I would cut it before I – that wouldn't be a problem. I would cut it before I washed it if I knew
no,
I was
No.
Cooking.
I mean, oh. You serge it into a loop and you have to cut it.
Yes, you have to cut
open.
It open. Right.
So.
I tried it. It didn't. I only
it
tried
wasn't,
it like
it wasn't,
once. It was 100
it
years ago.
It didn't make you happy.
It didn't make me happy. I felt like it took longer to dry.
Yeah.
I always had like high capacity, you know, machines too. Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
No. If it works for
now,
you.
Now here's the
works
other thing too.
You.
If people are like putting stuff, pre-washing it, and like washing the crap out of it, it doesn't need that. It needs to be, like I said, totally permeated with the water at the temperature you're going to wash it at later, and then dried in the same manner.
Yeah.
That's all. It doesn't need to be like washed to death.
It doesn't need to be cleaned if you got it for like clean.
Right.
Like you don't have to put in a ton of detergent.
No.
Derek puts way too much detergent
in. Like I said, I put in that cap full of Synthrapol.
Yeah. Because unless, now, if you've gotten fabric from
and
somewhere
the cap
else,
is the size of the cap like on a tiny vinegar bottle. This is not like a big, huge
detergent
cap full. Right.
Yeah,
it's like a teaspoon or table. I guess it's a tablespoon.
It does look like our thing looks like a pitcher of a thing.
It looks
of
like
white
a
vinegar.
It looks like a vinegar bottle.
It does.
Yeah, I mean it's like a tablespoon,
right?
Per how many gallons of water? Several.
Okay, and then just in case you don't have a serger and you're like, well, I want to pre-wash my fabrics, you can do 2 lines of straight stitches on the edges of your cut fabric, and then wash them, and they will not ravel. And like Mom says, we don't want them to ravel for a lot of reasons. So, okay, well, let's take a little break, and I'll come back and ask you my other questions. Okay, this ad spot is a chance for me to brag a bit. I am really proud of my I Am a Sewing Machine shirt design. The design incorporates elements of a sewing machine like a spool, a threaded needle, and a knob, all within the text that tells the world that you are a sewing machine.
Made from a super soft cotton and printed here in Columbia, Missouri, our I Am a Sewing Machine t-shirt is available sizes small to 4XL. And we've included garment measurements in the product description so you can get the perfect fit.
It's the perfect gift for yourself or any other sewing machines in your life. The proceeds go to supporting this podcast, and you can get 10% off when you go to sewhere.com/IAMASewingMachine and use the code MACHINE, all caps.
Tell the world that you are a sewing machine.
Sewing out loud. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And we're back. Okay, I want you to walk me through a little adjustment. Yeah, take a look at that. So I made a blouse in its Vogue pattern V9029. and I really like it. And it's that pussy bow blouse right. that I just mentioned earlier in this podcast. Okay. But I'm wearing it and it fits fine in the bust, fits fine in like the, you know, hip area and the abdomen area. And I made it out of a really drapey fabric. So it looks fine, but the sleeves are a bit wide, like wide set.
Yeah, I want to look at it on you again, too.
Okay.
Because, you know, it is a woven fabric and it's meant to be drapey and maybe it's supposed to look like that and you're just not used to it. But I will take
but,
what you're saying.
Okay. You're like, right. there's your caveat.
Right,
okay.
Right,
I agree.
Right.
Because I'm not married to this idea, but I wanted to walk through the adjustment I want to make and see if you think it's the way I would go about this.
Okay.
Okay? So I want you to check my work before I go to do this. So let's pretend I think I wear a size 18. So it fits me in the bust and the abdomen area,
right.
but I think I want to size down at the shoulders. Also, the sleeves are like, I think, way too long on me. Like, I know they're supposed to be drapey, but there's a lot of drape there. This is a very
right.
70s kind of looking shirt, right? Like,
yeah, probably.
The one
yeah.
with like the ruffle or the flounce
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I went a size down at the shoulder and I'm like, oh, cool. I'll get a smaller sleeve too. I'll get a short, like the smaller sleeve will probably be a little shorter.
And you don't mind if it's not as big, like in the, around.
Well,
like around
no,
your
around
arm.
The bust, oh, around the arm.
Arm.
Oh no, there's plenty of
there's
room.
Plenty.
There's
okay.
there's got to be like
yeah.
plenty of room. Now I could double check, but yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
I would measure it.
Yes,
right.
yes, but I like the length of the shirt. You know, I tucked it into like a pair of jeans,
uh-huh.
and it wasn't like coming out or anything like that. You know, so if I keep the larger size, basically like from the bust down, then like I think I'll be happy, and then I'm just going to blend. Up into the size, what I want to do is I want to blend up into the size 16 arm, thigh, and shoulder
yeah,
area.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
And that would be, okay.
Right.
So then I'll get the size 16 collar.
Right.
I'll get, you know.
Right.
The size
Everything,
16 sleeve.
Right. You'll just be a size smaller at the top.
Okay.
Which
so
is what you like. You
sometimes
want.
I feel like this is a, this, sometimes I feel like people think that full bust adjustments are like these crazy things, but like on some patterns like this one
right.
where the seam runs from the shoulder to the hem like
yes.
that, I feel like it's a little easier. Like,
well, it is.
Then
the princess seam is always easier. The more seams you have in a garment,
right.
the better they're going to fit your shape.
Okay. So that's what I now, and I think it's a two-piece. Is it a two-piece sleeve? Can we tell? I should like be able to remember that, but maybe not. But if I want to shorten that
well,
anymore,
I can't see that. It looks
okay.
like one piece.
No,
to me.
I think you're right.
Just
I think it's a
seam.
One piece sleeve. Yeah.
I don't see any reason for it to be a two piece sleeve. It's not
no.
a fitted sleeve.
No. But yeah. So you think I'm okay just
yeah.
going down that far and just blending in there? I don't have to like
you're
slash and
have
spread
to,
the
well,
pattern.
Here's the thing. I mean, I question where the arm's eye is and where your bust is.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you make your arm's eye smaller, it could take out some of your bust room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I questioned.
So I need to double check that.
Well.
Before making the
right.
final decision.
If you know, it's funny because on this pattern, they have a model and she's wearing the shirt and it's of a print that's basically in a grid pattern.
It's kind of stripey. But
well,
it's a houndstooth.
It's,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of a grid type pattern. So, and you can see where it comes over the bust that's a curve there by
uh-huh.
just looking at it.
Uh-huh.
So they've added some bulk at the bust, which is
what it's
you
supposed
would
to
expect.
Do. Yeah.
Right. And that it looks like it's right above. It looks like the arm's eye is right above where that curve stops by this.
So you're telling me to be careful.
I would just really, I would just not take anything out of my bust. I think you'll be sorry.
So if I want to have the size 16 arm side, though, so I can
right.
have my smaller size sleeve,
yes.
you know, go on.
Well, generally the arm side is above the above bust measurement.
Right.
Right. But this is a little bit of a relaxed fit. So I would just check it out. I would just make sure that I'm not cutting myself too briefly.
Not taking out any.
Yeah, not taking out bust room.
Right.
Because, like I said, the arm's eye is generally the above the bust measurement.
Okay, but if I wanted to have that size 16 arm's eye, couldn't I, like, trace that curve and kind of transfer it? Sort of like it would almost be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so in order so if I did want that smaller sleeve,
you can always bring that up a little bit and do the, right.
Right.
So you bring the bottom of the arm's eye up a tad probably to get the size 16.
So that the arm's eye gets smaller, but that the width of the pattern
at
the width, bust
the
area.
The width across the chest does not get smaller.
Yeah, because it's pretty comfortable, and it's not bad.
What's so funny
like
is if that was ready to wear, you'd think it was a great fit.
No, I know. I'm getting really picky. Actually, I've also thought about, though, just keeping the size 18 and shortening the sleeve by, like, 1 inch. It's just a little, I feel like it's just a little much.
I know people like long sleeves, and I think they look really nice, but they so get in my way, and I can't stand that. I can't stand for it to be up under my arm hand when I'm, like, you know, on the computer or something.
Well, it's got that cuff, so it kind of keeps them out of the way. But I agree. Okay, this is where I go back and forth because, you know, I made that cape, right?
Right.
That I love. Okay? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really work with short sleeves.
Right.
Okay, because, like, my arms are bare.
I am such a three-quarter length girl. Like,
I know,
it's hard for me to.
This is exactly, like, I am struggling with this exactly as I go to make these shirts. Because I am not a big fan of long sleeves either.
Right.
In fact, a lot of my, like, long sleeve shirts or button-ups like this, I'll end up rolling up
the sleeves. Well, that's what I mean.
The sleeves,
you can also roll them up, right, and then roll them back down.
Yeah, there you go. But I want to, I made that cape. And it's like, okay, well, then I have to wear my short sleeve shirt or maybe like my elbow length shirt. And then I have to wear a long sleeve cardigan. And then I can wear my cape for it to be okay in the brisk weather.
So you think, you mean because you want your arm covered.
As opposed to wearing my short sleeve or my, you know, whatever sleeve shirt and like, you know, a long sleeve jacket outside, which covers my arms,
you know. You know the fashion of the sleeve that rolls up with the tab on it that holds it
up.
Yes. You know, I think that came into play because people didn't like the
long sleeves,
right?
Okay, so they don't offer that on this pattern. They do on that shirt dress, and the sleeve on this is a little bit more belled. You know, it's supposed to be a little poof there, at the end. So I'm like, okay, I see that this shirt is not quite meant, you know.
So
this
has buttons at the cuff, right?
Yeah, two buttons. Yep. This is the one where it was that continuous lap that I hadn't done before, and I was just like, okay, I trust you, Vogue, and I did it, and it worked out really nicely. But anyway, okay, so I think that I can proceed. I'll tell you what, though, it'd be a lot easier just to leave it the one size.
Yeah, just shorten the sleeve and say screw it.
I'm like, well, maybe I'll start weightlifting again, and my shoulders will get big, and I will just have the space in there, and I don't have to worry. But yeah,
well, there are a lot of shirts I can't wear that won't go over my forearms.
Yes.
You know, they won't. I can't push them up anymore.
You bought me that workout jacket that I really like, but it won't.
I know.
It will not go over my forearms.
Okay, it's a workout jacket. It should have room for muscles in your
arms. It's like stretchy, but apparently I just have gigantic, you know, forearms for that
it's just
size.
Muscles.
We're just so muscular.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do?
Let's develop muscles.
Okay, I think that might be the end of my questions. I'll put a picture of this pattern. I liked the pattern, okay. And I bought like a stretch crepe. Kind of to make it out of. So it was comfortable.
I think I was there.
I think you were there. I bought a couple of, you know, stretch crepes, and actually I recently wore it. I was so proud because I had these ginger jeans in a tub of shame from like 3 years ago that I cut out and I had not put together because they were size 8 and I was not fitting into the size 8. And I have another pair of size 8s that I had put together. So I've been losing a little weight and I put on the...
Right.
And this was such a good... I'm like so glad I saved those jeans.
Right.
Because they're actually really worn out. Like, a lot of the stitching is, you know, I need to mend them. Like, they're not really in a wearable state. But I got to use them.
But they're muslin.
Yeah, I got to use them as a sizing garment, you know. And so I was really glad that I kept them, even though they're kind of in a state of disrepair. Because I got to try them on. I was like, okay, good to wear the
you
size
can do
8.
This.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, that happened. That's one of the reasons I cut out the size 8 is we were teaching Ginger jeans. And my first pair was a size 10. And it was recently, like, I think it was like 9 months after Zelda was born. And then I was like, you know, these are getting a little big, but don't quite know if I can go down to size 8. And a customer was making a size 8. And I was like, can I try on your jeans?
Right.
So it was really handy to be able to have those sizing garments. So if you are friends with people who are many different sizes and also like to sew, you guys can try on each other's clothes. And then you don't have to make a muslin.
That's right.
Necessarily for the clothing. You know, that's what Judy, our old manager, our regional sales manager, she said that when she worked in a sewing store and they sold stretch and sew, that the biggest thing was making a sample
right.
of every size
right.
that people could try on. And that's what Norma at Orange Lingerie does. That's why, like, her workshops are so costly, I believe, is that she brings a full size range of bras with
yeah.
her. So that's not just large, medium, small,
right?
You know, whatever. It's 32 A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
right.
you know, 34 A, B, C, D, you know,
right.
for 36, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why it gets so costly, but I think it'd be worth it. Anyway, okay, well, thank you all for listening to the questions that I had for ZD, and we will be back in your ears next week. Thank you to all of you who've been listening. It's 4 years now.
Wow, that's right. We started 4 years ago.
Some of you have been listening to us for 4 years.
January of 2016.
Nuts.
Wow.
Just 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, so we're finishing our
right.
fourth year.
Right.
We're starting our fifth year.
Right, we've
however
done 4 years.
You want to look at it.
Right.
No, I didn't.
It's our fourth year anniversary.
I just couldn't believe it. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. We love talking
happy
to you.
Happy anniversary, Mallory.
Happy anniversary, Mom. We love to talk to you about sewing. I love to hear from you. Thank you to everyone who emails us, too. It's a lot of fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we did look it up at one time, and I did not start saying so long and so happy till about the 11th episode, I think.
Yeah,
we
it was a few
out.
Months in. Yeah, we
yeah,
figured it out.
Yeah, I was kind of inconsistent, and then we adopted it because Mallory goes, I think I like that. And I go, there we go.
That's a good sign off.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.